Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the mass, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear ya. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killers of unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. It makes me strong. I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. To keep someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom.
America.
I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with forced imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the rhyme. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's sustainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strangle ya. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat it's the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Inequality, but they had a beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom.
Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube and the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Past. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Panther, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare.
Four down, four down.
what's going on down. Welcome to Stuck on Loop Radio. This is your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dope. Next to me I have the one unusual, the one way, the one style, the one of everything that cultivate many things by combining, the master builder.
Good day, everyone. Want to send a shout out to all that listen and get something out of the knowledge that Southern Roof Radio has been bringing. Give a shout out to the Jammer Rant Library for continuing to give us a platform to voice our opinions and reach out to y'all, the general public. So, and he's going to now go in depth to showing y'all the time and the exact moment and actually who these people are, identity, names, everything changed, you know, cheap clothing. It's real. So without further ado, we're going to turn it back on over to your main man. Big brother, look at
appreciate that. I hope everybody week and someone is going okay. I see that they try to put another stronghold on the world. We're trying to keep you at bay. They'll break, but then again, they'll break you off with it. If you catch my meaning. So here it is. When they first were giving out these stimulus, now all of a sudden, you know, gas prices have shot up. It's tight.
So the gas, okay.
It goes for y'all out there, middle class, prototype. We laying the wood on y'all, haymakers on. The poor, we ain't got a mess with. We know where we stand. They know where they stand. You dig? The rich, we ain't even got to associate ourselves with. Let's just face it. They don't like us anyway. So,
yep.
With that being said, it only leaves the middle class and the wealthy who pimp it. And just like you were given some free money, here it is. They found a way to snatch it right back and then some. Now, for situation that I relate to the image you see, and as you can see, the brother, a hardworking man, he's wearing the belt, could be a young man. And with that being said, you can see he wasn't causing any trouble, but trouble came his way. Trouble came the man's way. And for you middle class people to get it through your thick skull that you got to sit here and ignore this like it never happened, and then you want to go into your, I want to be left alone, I want to have my own word myself, I want to be selfish, getting high off yourself. Getting high off yourself. And what nature going to do to people like you is take y'all out. Matter of fact, y'all taking yourself out pretty good so far. Y'all taking yourself out pretty good so far. And we're going to show you how and why when it comes to these retakes on slavery, why you have the attitude you have. Now, there's some things to get dealt with on today's show. We were going to do a retake on, we gave a video of a brother who was taken out of his home in Jasper County and showing, you know, the ill treatment of these so-called people who want to go to church on Sunday, like y'all, middle class, like y'all, who do something dirty 6 days out of the week, but didn't want to go and polish your brain on that one special day. We know what you're doing on your polishing your day 6 days out of the week. You're getting high. We can show you how you're getting high. We know you're getting high. Now, for the brother who went through that treatment, we're going to show you the offspring of how the morphine, the drug, tore up another country. Okay, we're going to take it right to Liberia over here and Africa and show you how cannibalism came into effect during modern day era, and all because, you know, area got, you know, hit by two Americans that came there causing, you know, being troublemakers.
Yep.
They were Asians, a chaos, and they bought drugs there and guns there. People getting raped, babies on crack.
I mean, people were actually being experimented on and governed over by infiltration from the states.
From the states all day, and the fact they had access to bringing drugs in there, that's another situation. But we're going to play a little light skit of a video to show you where we're coming from with the manpower of our peoples when chaos ensues.
Year, the West African country of Liberia has been cut off from the world. But for 2,500 U.S. Marines and naval and air support, clearing their guns as they fly in, they never know what to expect. U.S. links Liberia are strong and relate to the country's origin in the late 1800s as a haven for free U.S. slaves. Until peace was once again restored last week, the fighters were controlling downtown Monrovia for the first time in this war.
This
time I'm moving on the enemy. I'll continue until we reach the bridge and cross. I'm not turning back. This war resembles no other. Many of the fighters believe they're invincible to bullets. And sometimes that they do not even need guns in the old drain fighters, see. A strong belief in African voodoo or juju underpins much of the recklessness of this war.
We love the music. This is the music.
We love the music. This is music. They play it fantastic. We call it tough care.
It's all music to us.
But in reality, the spirits give these young fighters no extra protection. Death is, of course, inevitable in these very real battles. For many young Liberians, it's not the killing that counts. Opportunism thrives. There's not a shop or building in Monrovia that hasn't been looted. In the U.S.-run Greystone compound, 20,000 displaced people have been sheltering. It's also here that many of the looted goods turn up, installed, scattered throughout the compound. And next door to the Greystone camp, Tina, a nurse, recently arrived home to find her house ransacked. Monrovians have weathered this war since 1990. Many Liberians, like Tina, have suffered it all before, and she now feels desperate to get into the mayhem.
I have been here for the past three wars. Our fight affected on Gwela Street 1990 like this, and I'm really discouraged about working and reestablishing my life. I'm sure all Liberians see that we are so tired of the war. We want peace. We want to live a normal life.
Thus far, this fight is each time more ferociously than ever before. And now there are ominous signs that these young fighters are engaging in another type of atrocity, cannibalism. At an NPFL checkpoint, two dead bodies lie in the middle of the road. Exhausted NPFL fighters rest after a hard battle. They told us the dead fighters were captured alive. Around about 6 o'clock, we were attacked. They all came to loot. They were going all around here, naked. Them alive. Then the fighters said that they killed captors and remove their hearts and livers to eat later. Some said they prefer the meat cooked, but their commander, Major Vamu, claimed that he eats it raw. Anybody who is your enemy, you can eat him. If I know there's somebody who wants to kill me, I'll grab you, I will eat you raw. Yes. We eat it, we eat it, we eat it. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Tempera. I'm going to eat this Lieutenant General's heart. He's a rebel. It's an ambiguous and harsh practice. It's also West African juju, evil magic, which only helps to kill more Liberians. You know, just as you cook normal soup, like black pepper, onion, seasoning, all the ingredients or groceries that will make the soup really nice. And they'll cook it. But it isn't all the soldiers that would eat that particular meat. There are only certain members of the group that will eat that meat, mostly from some ethnic background.
Well, in the last of the fighters, I involved in the fight. And they are doing that because they have the belief that by killing an enemy and if the enemy has, then you have overcome him and all the power that lies in that enemy is not in you. That is one thing. They also do it to show that they are the strongest person. Yeah, these are for the reasons that they do that. But almost all the factions, they have been practicing that. But it is something that most people don't know about it because it's done daily on the front line.
Last week, the West African peacekeepers, ECOMAR, flooded the streets of Monrovia with 2,000 extra troops, young warriors. There's a fearless naivety which makes them awkward to deal with. But this time, the peacekeepers have been prepared to use force to drive the young fighters from the city center. There's a tense standoff, with ECOMAR increasingly nervous about dealing with the faction.
You'd be surprised that some of them come and sit on the table with you unless they told you that they are cannibals or they have participated in those kind of brutalities, you wouldn't know. They speak normally, like any normal human being. They discuss intelligently with you. And I must admit that they negotiate. We negotiate with them. They talk sensibly.
Charles Taylor leads the most powerful faction, the NPFL. The cannibalistic scenes filmed were amongst his own troops, but he just...
Have I heard of the acts in the field on the part of the other side of great, overt cannibalism? And as you mentioned, brutality. These are issues of war.
As West Africa's rainy season sets in, Taylor's cross-dressing supporters now have to lay down their arms. They are Liberia's native people. They feel colonized and carry a deep sense of justice.
There is no organized, civilized war. Death is death, whether you humanely, quote-unquote, shot by a bullet that one said, I'm going to shoot you, or whatever the statement. It's no. Death is death. The solution is to stop the war. And everything stops.
The U.S. has for the first time been tottering Liberian government, but the U.S. says another setback would make them reconsider.
I think the faction leaders have not had the political will or not had the good faith to carry out their side of the Abuja agreement. Ergo, we are putting in place some sticks as well as the carrots that we've been had out there for a long time. The first stick being travel sanctions. We're hoping other countries will follow our example on that.
Back at the NPFL checkpoint, where the grisly cannibalistic scenes were earlier filmed, the fighters are grumpy. They've been told to put down their guns and leave the city. They're going along with whatever loot they can hurriedly gather. They remain unashamed by the ethics of cannibalism.
It's a real meat.
It tastes like real meat. If you taste it, you'd like to eat it every day. I think next time you come to visit, you can taste it for yourself. See how it tastes. Do you want to see some pieces? No, they're not here now. They're at the camera in base. Once the loot is loaded, they bid farewell to Monrovia. Most of them are still young children, but they're taking home memories and conditioning that will haunt them in Liberia for the rest of their lives. And nearby, the evidence will soon vanish until that is the next round of fighting breaks out.
I'm looking at the long-term
situation, condition of the state. Because if they are not rehabilitated now, it will be a problem in the future. Because when these people shall have attained the age of adulthood, who will be the future leaders of this country? Can you imagine people so vicious, hostile, and uneducated now to lead you?
As Monrovians again come out onto the street, life is getting back to normal. How long the country remains in peace depends on the warlords and their wild supporters. But there are issues raised on the front lines of Liberia which can't be ignored. Ordinary Liberians have already suffered enough.
Brother, then the last thing kind of sums up what this image came to be. The same thing what happened with the Civil War in America. What came after that? The wicked who took over the South started doing this in the South. No different, the same thing the brother said to me. And mind you, the gentleman who they showed in the video, should I pull him up? This guy right here, he was the one who was an American that came over as an Asian. And they trying to get him on war crime. I don't know what happened with the situation on that. But I'm going to look into it. But long story short, this is another situation where agents are brought in to tear some things up.
It might look like you, sound like you, and even may know some of the people that you know, dealing from what he's dealing with. So he's an agent recruited.
Because if he was truly native to that land, he wouldn't be that color. Be dark. But this is what happens when, you know, someone's agenda, they use drugs as a first step. They don't really use artillery. They got to take you with a drug first, then hit you with the religion. If you decline that, then they hit you with an artillery. Now, we're going to give you another example that we came across. And it caught my attention. I was looking at a video, and matter of fact, this is a spinoff from when we had the situation with those who benefited with the process of pushing out opium and the first opium war. We'll pull it all to the side over here, okay? All right, so basically you have the first opium war. And it was what they would consider the Anglo-Chinese war. Now, Anglo, we already know, is considered anything Germanic or anything linked to a Viking prototype. And when we looked over here and seen the information that was going on with the Haitian Revolution and how the brothers over there who were taken from different parts of Africa and brought over there, and the parties behind it. Matter of fact, let's get it going this way before we even go to the war. All right. We're going to bring up the slavery. And the thing that caught my attention was the labor that they was doing, the sharecropping. It was in, you see. here are some things that was encountered. And by the way, we have to understand that Haiti was the land discovered, but they want to emphasize that Christopher Columbus was the one who was always discovering everything over there, but there's already people here. But long story short, you had other people that were here that had to have a writing system. You understand where I'm coming from? They had to have a writing system. For Portugal, Spain, and France to involve themselves into this region and try to change it, which they did. My point to this whole thing is when it got to the slavery coming over there, what happened to the information of the people who was already there? Nobody don't want to look at that. That's one. Two, even when it came to the Haitian Revolution, okay, and that was from 1791. Now, if we go and look at the slavery ships coming there, and like I said, it was 1791, but here it is, you got, or even 1789, if they want to kick it back some. Now, let's go to the French over there in that region, and they had to have some tribes who was coming out of Africa hitting that region for the first time. You see, the 1789. People are coming. Okay? What were they giving these people for them to forget their language? Or they gave them brutality. So what? A lot of you got your behinds whooped by your parents. That means your language changed? Thank you. So what was going on with it? See, here it is right here, you see. Based on an export of slave-grown crops.
Slave-grown crops.
Crops.
Slave-grown crops.
Mm-hmm. Particularly sugar cane. Okay? And also, here you have the world foremost producers of coffee and sugar. You see? You know, I want y'all to understand with this coffee thing, how nasty it is. We got to understand that, you know, what you be careful what you put in your body.
You are what you, we are what we eat, y'all. And that's real deep.
Basically, when it comes to coffee, when it comes to coffee, it makes a form of bacteria called psychotropic, okay? And when you consume a lot of it, it makes you into this craze early in the morning, and then you don't have it no more for that one day.
It sounds like a stimulant boost, a stiff. It's
a rush.
Yeah,
a rush.
The rush is a rush. It gives it a boost, like you said, a rush.
And the thing is, if you take a look at a lot of accidents between vehicles, or people attitudes you gotta encounter. When do you mostly run across that? At somebody's work day? Early in the day? Or when they are, or maybe say when they're about to go home, because everybody knows coming when they're going home. Well, I'll say when they come off lunch.
Yeah, lunch time.
After lunch. After they come off lunch. So if you got psychotropics all up in you, you understand?
Build up.
And,
don't matter.
And these people over here producing it.
In 1881, there were 2,000 African slaves in the future. Saint, oh,
1789. Now, the information on say imported slaves from Haiti. They didn't say, they didn't call them Haiti.
No.
You see, but I'm crossing my mind on why when our brothers, and see, this is another thing too, okay? Here's another thing too. I understand a person might have something, but you gotta explain to me, man, on a real high selective note, what y'all doing with cannon if y'all didn't use it? Matter of fact, where you get gunpowder from? And why the agents stop trading with you? If you're trading with them, what's up? How come they didn't join in the fight? They was taking that money. There's a lot of questions come popping out. We ain't got nothing to say, but when it's time to do something fun and funny, it's popularity time. And another thing, too, you have a fresh dialogue of information here at the bottom. You know? And my point to this whole thing is, okay, if that's part of the new generation, the statement says, that they took imported slaves from Africa.
Imported.
You mean they came from?
Not exported. Imported. Brought into.
Brought into that place, which is who y'all are. I'm like, I'm trying to figure where y'all sneaking this right here on top. For what?
And this is opening the eyes of our brothers who are in that realm of this knowledge, as far as what you have been told and shown, I'm sure that most of our brothers and sisters don't know this, but when we're going to get the full honesty of representing motherland?
Yes, yes, yeah,
and never hearing that from my brothers and sisters. Alike. So we just trying to point out a few things to our brothers and sisters.
Now, another thing too, kid, and to our brothers and sisters from Africa.
Yeah.
I'm going to say again, from Africa. Because the thing says imported, which means they got took it from.
They kept it like.
So, with that being said, if you from the region, okay, and they just got there. My nigga, how you wind up neglecting the language from where you came from and start speaking French? How'd you wind up cutting loose the African information? Now, mind you, they took them out of the west side of Africa and some out of the Congo. We got that. But there are things over there, monoliths, certain megaliths that them people had a sophistication in check.
I mean, modern day stuff, you know.
So I'm trying to figure what's going on, and soon you got there, how you want to forget. Now, there's two things that came of the design of this now. We just read that they were producing coffee and sugar, you know, things to get people hot.
And if you notice, and I know a lot of my dope brothers and sisters, y'all be selling some of that little coffee, some sugar, some cream, eh? And man, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, go on your way. But we're going to show you that that's not the way.
Now, mind you, the 1700s, as far as with the, hell, we can even, matter of fact, let me break the word, girl. Let me type up the word, heroin. I'm going to think. Now, long story short, 1700s, it's popping, baby. 1700s, it's popping. It's popping. So if it's popping in America, please tell me how y'all neglected from from the situation, brother. How? I'm going to do one even better. You want a revolution. Okay, cool. How you want to give your stuff away? How you want to? You have people who came in there looking like you. You see what I'm saying? The same way war was created in Liberia. The same way war was made over here by this man here. You see what I'm saying? He came over there starting it with another dude, and, you know, all of a sudden now the country turned upside down.
Yeah, and people got murdered.
You see what it said down here, cannibalism?
Cannibalism war. Got them people hooked on eating one another.
You see? You see? And that had to have been done also when it came to AIDS. Because that night that this brother here and everybody liked calling him out, it's nice that, you know, you can run to whoever, but at the end of the day, that's their language he reading from their paper. Where's his native African tongue? You see, you only going to sit here and cough up somebody's demand if you're going to read their information. If you don't read, if you can't read the information, that contract ain't for you. You ain't gonna care for us, which means, man, y'all boys should have still been strapped to the teeth with your guns blazing. Who made y'all put them down? If y'all the richest country on this side making it happen, who made you put the guns down? Please tell me.
Put the gun down, please. Put the gun down.
So, I mean, you know, we can boost and holler on social media, showing pictures and whatnot, artwork and whatnot. But, you know, show us some brothers over there getting cooked like the brothers over here were getting cooked. Show us the women over here, over there, getting their guts all ripped open and so the fetus can come out, somebody can step on the same way what happened to Mary Turner in Jasper County. And that was in the 1900s when they did that to her. Come on, show me y'all heroic things, man. I mean, they didn't document nothing. Why they ain't document nothing? They couldn't document it. Why they couldn't document nothing? You got a picture of a brother right here, all in a nice little George Washington uniform, with a jacket on and everything. He swine with it. How he know how to dress that way? Somebody who got kidnapped from Africa, who just got taken from there, would be dressed like this.
Nah, he been there for a while.
So, which means that what? That's facts. Why y'all stuff start disappearing? Why are they hooking with any of the other brothers over there? Why are they hooking with any of the other Indians around there? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because like I said in the first Opium War, you had the British, you had the French, and you had the Spain, and also Portugal, and the Dutch. That's 5-1. That's 5-1. Not only mention that, but you do got Asia, and you also got the East Indian Trading Company pumping drugs around the place and robbing. And you got pirates doing their thing, too. So, I mean, look at here. You could have got with somebody and made something happen, Captain. But we didn't do that. We stayed on the island with the goods. And what was the goods? Coffee and sugar. Drugs.
Two stimulants that that wreak havoc on your kidney and liver, organ, period. Yeah.
Now, mind you, this is around, like I said, the 1625 to 1789. Okay? This is in that region where they have the agenda and what they produce and what they produce. My point to this whole thing is that the fact that for the people who just got there, okay, don't sit here and say, oh, they've been there and that's what they stopped bringing people over. No, don't do that. For the people who just got there from Africa, how their language going to sit here up and change just like that? And addition to that, for the brothers and sisters over there who did still have their language, how come y'all don't have that information still today in your language?
Yeah, it's non-existent. White, it's literally wiped out.
You wiped it out with this here.
Wiped out.
Now, you got different nationalities of Africa on that island. And y'all know that to be true. You know it to be true. There ain't no dodging a bullet on it. But here it is, you know, you want to sport one little style and make it a popularity contest. And we did this, we did that. You in the 2021 ain't do nothing. Okay? You ain't do nothing.
This was us brothers just keep being saved and so forth.
And liking it and loving it. As long as it ain't you and your flamboyant pretty self with your majestic beard, you feel good for yourself. I got it. That's that opium style. That's that drug weight. That's that middle class up once again popping up.
Totally abandoned your heritage.
Just like they did. Oh, our forefathers brought us over here every last one night. The middle class say that. But who's the one giving them access to the stuff? How come the rich ain't getting it? And the poor, they ain't got the money to get it. So why they flooding y'all with? Because y'all the zombies, man.
Yeah, y'all are reasonable facts.
Look here, when they were sitting here doing them revolutions in the European, when they were taking them kings, some of them kings and queen families out and guillotining them.
Chopping their heads off.
You know, who do you think was setting that up? And who you think was sitting here making the poor people / middle class people in the same circle? The rich and the wealthy was the one that was separated from them. That's how that went. So when they ship people over here to the Americas for new land, and they just like pilgrims and anything else, who do you think them people was over there? Them were the poor people in the middle class. Which are the ones that you like garbage anyway.
Yep.
They were the prostitutes.
Because middle class, you know, were for the rich.
Yeah.
And the poor were for the middle class. And, you know. And
both of them was beneath.
Both of them
was the wealth.
Of the wealth.
Exactly. So the thing is, people, you got to look at how a person is dressed in this situation, man. How clean they look. Look here, man. All these brothers and sisters going through plum hell, and you got the nerve to sit here and show me a brother looking clean and dapper with it. Let me get it up. Looking clean and dapper with it. And you got to show me this, you know, the clean out. Look here, man. I ain't got time for Papa Shango. You dig? I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for the black Abraham Lincoln or George Washington. You understand where I'm coming from? And I ain't got time for the fake black Napoleon look, okay? Because them images tell that, ooh, I ain't got to work hard as the next man to free the brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Because you're not for that. You're not. You're abandoned. That's not process long time.
Now, when slavery came in and they tore y'all up on that discipline ship and started making homosexuals out of the male, well, it's funny how that happened over here.
And you know, if you wear women's shit and make up and stuff, then that means you're somebody to be out.
All day, man. All day. You rendering yourself to be, you know, this person. You ain't have to go there with your life, but, you know, long story short, you out there looking a little crazy, you know, with some earrings in you, looking like a feminine Mr. T or whatever, and then, you know, you wonder why you looking all jacked up. But, you know, it is what it is. I was trying to find an image, but long story short, you know,
Look,
he's going to
look at right
now. There it is. These are boys, man. These are boys. They're ripping them up. Ripping them up and ripping them out.
Making them fight and having sex with them.
I mean, you know.
There was a movie that Idris Elba starred in. The name of the movie was called A Beast of No Nation. And it was for in those areas, same area where he was a general, and he was recruiting young boys, young men, and fighting against, you know, the opposition, whatever scene that was. As a matter of fact, I need to look at that again for time frame. It was probably talking about it. But anyway, you know, they would do drugs, and the general, which was Idris Elba, filled with his guys, they were one his new crew, brand new young guys, new crew, turned him into a soldier, and he broke him in. That night, he asked them why he was drunk and all that, and he all close to him. He asked the young man to perform oral sex. You know, and if you saw the general and all this, you know, this for me. If y'all don't think I'm blind, if you think I'm lying, go check it out. Beast, the Beast of No Nation, starring Idris Elba. It was on Netflix, I think. It's powerful and sad. So check it out.
That's thick. That's thick.
Beyond
that's
all
thick. That's thick. Now, I just did it, okay? I had to skim down some because this doesn't come in where it says these individuals, there were over 2,000 African slaves in the future Saint Domingo, and by 1789 there were almost a half a million.
While the French were in control of the new territory of Saint Domingo, they held a castle system which covered both whales and
white.
Three colored people.
Okay, now time out right there. If they were free, and this was by 1789, they were free. Let me ask you something, man. Where did free people came from?
Yeah. And who were they? They wasn't the regular.
Who okayed them?
Yeah.
Again, I just got finished saying that you got traitors the money, but they gave you this. They gave you something to feel good about and brag about. Meanwhile, they're taking that money. Get that money. You understand? Here it is. It says it was a castle system which covered both whites and free colors.
Now, who were the free colors?
Who consecrated that?
Mm-hmm.
Who okayed that? What boss player on their side okayed
that? Have a problem like that.
Okay? So it says, okay, the powers and controls of the properties in that region. Okay, so basically these are like landlords and landowners and renters, okay? And obviously if you've written, you're either prostituting or have somebody who's sharecropping, and we already know who the sharecroppers are. Okay, then you got those who are dealing with control of property in the region. So it's me, you got these free black people being slave owners to Africans. You see where I'm coming from? It just shows you where it just said you have a situation where these people used to meet up, white and free colored black people. And they're telling you what?
Hell, hey.
So with that being said, man, you got to realize something here. If you got this much situation going on, and it was saying they divided the roles of the island established by Harris, or somebody being inherited through this way or through that way. Again, once we're dealing with slave owners. We're dealing with slave owners. And you got black people down with it. You see, so now we see that going on. All right, explain to yourselves, you know, who's benefiting off all of this? You see, who's benefiting off all this whole thing? Again, if it's French area, but the region is called Santo Domingo, who is Santo Domingo? That's Spanish, and that's who's getting the money. That's who's getting the money. Y'all can try to French all you want to, or friend all you want to, and say, hey, blah, 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 restitution, restitution, restitution. Brother, they ain't got the loot. It's the people who own that land that got that loot. And that's what the region is called when you divide what? Haiti on one side and Dominican Republic on the other side.
Yeah, because they divided it up.
Why they ain't the same name? You see, and what is Dominica? Is that a French or a Spanish name?
Both.
Only be one. Only gonna be one. Only be one. And as you see, the big domino is the one who's getting paid, baby. The big domino is the one who's getting paid. So. True indeed, if you want to get raw with it, okay, cool. King of France, 1700s. Let's go there.
Now, mind you, this King of France is a real one.
So here you got Louis the, what they want to say, what, the fourth?
Yeah.
14th, something like that. So he, That's with him, okay, cool for him, okay, let's go to King of Spain, 1700. There you go, King Philip. These people getting the money? These are the ones getting the money. I mean, what, you want to go 1800 since it was way, okay, cool, we'll go 1800. We'll go 1800. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. 1800, and there you see his name, clear day. Ferdinand. With the 1800s of France. And there you see Louis the Philip was sworn in as King Louis the Philip, or Felipe, in this case, the first. mean, then you see he's the Duke of who? Orleans. Well, where is New Orleans? And what quarters? The French quarters. And this plays its part because why? These are the people who were interested in the coffee and the sugar. Another form of drug. Another form of drug.
Yep.
Now, mind you, let's go to the American Revolution. I'm going to show you something. This is going to be an eye-opener today. It's the American Revolution, and that was in 1775, okay? We're going to run through all of them. Let's slide it on over right fast. Yeah, George III. Okay? King George III. Now, mind you, here it is. That's in the 1700s, and then you go to the 1800s. These are players that's getting the money, babe. George William Frederick. Now, you got, this is British. This is Spain. This is France. Well, you want to get raw? What, you going to rush it to? Okay, cool. We'll get Russia too.
And then we move after that. People who charge people to remain
hidden
and keep that sheep over you, that wolf sheep clothing. Well, I want to say wolf, but you know.
Okay. Here's a list of rules as far as the Tsars of Russia. And this is between the 1600s to early 1900s, okay? Now, what they would have here is a list of nobility in Russia, but even their situation is involved in this because they were brought up into their society as far as trying to get involved with this opium. And we can go with the same thing with China. Alright, here we go. 1796, Fong Long Emperor. And that was in China as well. Now, like I said, this is all dealing with opium. And it's sad because all this is going on, but this is the way it goes on with the world that we see today where somebody is sending drugs into the war to get people hooked on the drugs. Because they using y'all to destroy your planet. They're using y'all to destroy your nation. They use y'all to destroy your civilization. You see? And then when we stuck with information that leads it to value, we always look at, oh, well, it was black versus white, or it was this versus that. But here it is. You got an agent playing an agent role, learn the ways in the system, but not putting the mathematics out to the people and telling them keep their own tradition going on. You see, but drugs came into play and the boys came back and tore it on up again. We can see how and why when all this went down, what it was all about. Because, you know, our brothers and sisters went through unnecessary steps, man. And somebody chased us away from the way we used to be as far as being the most powerful people on this planet as far as inventing, discovering,
I mean,
navigating everything.
I mean, we're the founders. We did it all.
So, you know, this is another situation that caused for why we starting to see some issues that that led to what we see today as, you know, poverty, drug war, gang war, you know, war on hunger, war on poverty, war on drugs, war on gang violence. It's a constant war of something that keeps building and building and adds on to literally the fecal matter, the shit, and it keeps stinking. No matter how much money you throw at it, it's not the money that's being thrown at it in the way that you think it to solve the problem. So, quite the opposite. You have to fund wars. Yes, that's why it's called a war. You get it? It's not a solution. It's not a deal. So you put more guns, put more drugs, you put more people killed, but people by a certain self-assessment control.
Now, right back to this control again, when it came to the power and the control of property on the island, just like how you had mayhem with Liberia, here you have mayhem with the same region. You see, and it was like basically the highest when it came to this group between this white group and the black free group, it was in status. And the highest one was known as the Grand Blanche, or what they would call like a noble society, comprised entirely of whites and mainly lived in France, okay? So which means they didn't want to dictate it, so they are like agents of chaos, spying on the situation, you see. Now, and it says these individuals held most of the, power and property on the island, okay? Now, addition to that, it says these individuals lived in Santo Domingo and held a lot of local political powers and had control of militia. So here it is now. You got somebody who playing a pecking order, but they have control of political power, drugs. They have control of militia, guns, okay? These individuals were all white, but were still seen as a lower society compared to the high class.
Mind you, they were given a status. They were given power to do some things and roam some places, come certain people, but being governed and controlled by the agents that put them there, and by being that they keep it into a code of conduct, then these sets of free black people can thrive and still be part of a gang that is, you know, kind of that blood in, blood out stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. So, yeah, it's all in the one gang.
All in one game. Like I said, these individuals were all white, but were still seen as a lower group. Another part of the lower group, in which they, the bottom feeders of this group, happened to be people who were what? Colored, and who were
free.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. So imagine that, a double win.
Now, I'm going to go into the description of what they look like. It says these individuals were mostly mulatto, mixed race.
So you know what that means.
They already then took and made a baby out of the slave.
Several times over.
You see what I'm saying? So these the babies of the slave.
Of the slave.
Who they raped.
And these people are put in certain places because of their skin color. Their lead to what's
So here it is, they mix race and control a lot of the wealth.
There you go.
The wealth and the land
and you're a planter. So that's agriculture. And basically, you're like overseers.
Yeah.
You're like overseers.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, again, stop, I say, brother. You got to please explain to me. You got to please explain to me. With all this going on, y'all can't spill the beans on it. You got to be like me. I don't want nobody being like me. I'm anti-social. But you got to explain yourself. When you're dropping a dime on we free, we liberate, brother, you ain't liberate nothing. Because look what came out of the background of the people who you thought was on your team wasn't on your team. They only did a part of the plan, so you got to stop fighting. You got exhausted. Once you got exhausted, guess what now? You burnt out. Now you burnt out. Not if they get you high. So, I mean, you know, you have to realize, look here, man. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. Although the mulattoes held a considerable power, they were still subjugated to racism. See that?
And where you think that racism came from?
See that?
The same set of people that made them mulatto.
And a system of segregation.
And a system that was already set up for segregation against Dr. Virgil.
Who are hated by the people who brought them in this world versus the people who they came from. Now you got three different groups of people popping off there. You got those who don't want to be there. You got those who are happy that they're there. And you got those who are confused why they are there.
And not hating themselves for the rest of their life.
Don't that sound familiar in today's society?
Did more, wish I hadn't did that or went down that route.
But again, that's why I say, think about the people who are still arriving there. You got people, this thing just got finished saying, by a certain amount of time, there was about a million, put a half a million.
Half a million. Listen, it was almost half a million. So no, that means it was in the 400,000.
Easy over that.
Because amongst a half million. So that means there was already a half a million people already. Because it said they were a month. So there was already a half a million people already there or more.
That's it. So here it is. You got all these little people here. Y'all don't know what to do with them. Y'all came there to sit here and get this merchandise and the sharecrop so you can get rid of the people who are in Europe and bring them over. And see, the sad thing is this, the same people who you brought over here to the America during that gold rush era, EU didn't sit here and tear up all those ancient worlds out there in the Midwest.
But mother flood and shit.
That, blowing it up with dynamite, XYZ.
Yep, y'all using gunpowder, all that. Y'all using that gunpowder. Y'all had to coat that gunpowder and start canning up shit.
All y'all did was
destroy y'all.
Y'all show the evidence that there's something else going on. That's all that's been going on. That's all that's been happening.
Definitely good. Gang related. Definitely.
Individuals who were part of this, of the Pete Black, which was a particular, society, like a shogun system, but in a messed up way. And the other lower classes, white, dispersed them due to fact that the mulatto team to hold so much power in terms of
industry under French control. Slaves were moved so often the new slaves had to buy
and free. So now, look at this. The reason why they sit here saying that people had so much power and influence them, them light skinned people sitting there learning both ways of the system.
Who's running.
You see?
I'm telling you.
The light skinned one is doing this now. You got black nigga was doing this and playing to both sides. Well, brother, you got to explain to me, you know, matter of fact, you got to get off that high horse, man, and put in some work, because the fact that you sat here and had all this stuff go on with all this war and everything, and the fact that you have the logo with just these faces on here, and you're not matching up the whole scenery to implement everything in the play, shows a little bit of illiteracy on the part of some of the people out there. When you being violent, all they showing is black versus white. Oh, we look brutal on them. We look rated, blah, blah. How'd you lose? We just read one of the characters right there showing how you lost. You understand where I'm coming from? We just read one of the characters right here. Fair-skinned people playing both sides of the fence. I'm not able to say that all are like that. No. But one thing we can't understand is that how they wind up getting so much power. You understand? How they wind up getting so much power if they're supposed to be beneath. So it's me. Now, they also understand. They're seeing what's going on. They're seeing the heroin coming. They're seeing the cocaine coming. They're seeing the morphine coming in. U.S. slaves don't see it because, why? You bitch got that the heat work. We got it. You can't be at two places at one time.
There's a lot of shit you just don't know either.
Exactly. You don't know what's in the bottle. You can't read it because you speak a different tongue. You just got that. You don't know what morphine is. Again. And then it says, unlike the United States, these slaves were not accustomed to the ways on their oppressors, and many still spoke the indigenous language. So here you got a mixture of some of the people who were there before Spain and then all who came there. So you still have some of that DNA. So here you got four prototypes of DNA there. The people who were there prior to Spain, or the British and Portugal, et cetera, coming there. And then you have the slaves who they bring in there. And then you have the offspring of them all, culminating. You see? So this is what we're looking at here. It says these slaves were not accustomed. Unlike the slaves in the United States, these slaves were not accustomed to the ways of their oppressors. Many of them still spoke their indigenous language. Okay? You have the, that's pretty much the brothers who's coming off the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's showing you proof that y'all still spoke your languages. Still spoke the language. So here it is, you still spoke the language, baby.
They were able to hold their attention, making it easy for those slaves to revolt, also as the other living island part of the population of San Dominguez was people of color, and they far
outnumbered,
white on the island.
Yeah, indeed. And you know,
so once again, having numbers and having knowledge of something, what happened? Why did y'all just your heritage and just become someone else, a totally different person, a whole different address, you know? Like, you're not who they say you are. Kind of brothers and sisters speak up to this day.
Man, you know, this also involved the Dutch at that time too, because they pretty much also had some issues around that region as well. and this was one of the rebellions that took place in that region. One of the brothers that was there on 1769, he pretty much was a captain from out of West Africa, okay? Yeah, and he was taken from out of West Africa on one of the plantations in a Dutch colony, and this was in the one of the regions over there, you know, what they call Guyana.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, when they had the revolution going on, as far as over there, and they fought back against the Dutch, they asked some of the native Indians to help out. And the Native Indians, instead of helping out, they helped the Dutch, and they helped the Dutch and went and they started raping some of the women and killing some of the women and babies. These Native Indians now, but this is a prime example how it went down. In addition to that, because of the slave uprising in that region. You know, the brothers and women in the area were outnumbered, man, heavily. But here it is, they went all out and they tried to, you know, they died for their cause.
Yeah.
Who wants to live like that, man?
I mean, live not being in control of their life and being brutally punished and brawled every day. Eating whatever.
Got to revert back to, again, where it came. Because here it is on the island, outnumber these people by far numbers, baby. Y'all supposed to get that done.
Yeah, outnumbered.
Y'all supposed to get that done.
You got outnumbered and far outnumbered. Far outnumbered. That means
it was a lot of y'all. It was a lot of y'all, man. Y'all for that reason. Why you didn't play it?
What made y'all so vicious like that? Some of y'all was this way, some of y'all was that way, you know. But good people, right talk. I don't know. I'm sure it was a lot of y'all amongst each other who wanted to live that way of life. And you know, all disrespected.
Now, mind you, this is how things were on the island as it got worse, okay? It says, French plantation owners worked their African slaves so hard that half dead within a few years, okay? That whole group we just got finished saying as far as that happened
in a few years. So that means you work in Southern Sudan.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, it says, It was cheaper to import slaves than to importing working conditions enough to increase survival.
Wow.
Okay? It was cheaper to import them.
Yeah, because they were having that means they were having fewer babies. It was because some of these plantations and owners, I also read that you had some that have their house thing to replenish the workload and to shell out, more human slaves out and sold to other masters. And you also had some slave owners who didn't allow pregnancy, but as it reads, you would actually find it much cheaper and better to buy a bulk of slaves than to try to maintain a whole bunch of pregnant women and children, you know, which
but
they
would call it eradicating the language and the culture as well. So see, now the thing is this, is that the rate of death of slaves on the plantation, plural, were higher than anywhere else in the Western Hemisphere.
Anywhere else in the Western
Hemisphere. That they recorded. Or that they wanted to record. Let me say that.
But that means it was going on
in big numbers.
In other places, in big areas.
In big numbers. So, you know, it says over the French colonies, 100-year courses, slavery killed about 1 million Africans and thousands more
chose suicide.
So with that being said, look, man, it's nice that you want to sit and support a language, but if you ain't the people who went through this, I don't think that it took on it. For y'all out here supporting this stuff, to me, y'all the
Y'all gotta be the agent. Y'all was trying to be, you know, do it to please, but we watch. But I'm gonna sit here and go through this kind of traumatic stress.
Y'all the ones who seem like y'all are the agents because y'all supporting this stuff around. You the one feeling like you free, like you ain't went through nothing. But you the one boasting like, ooh, ah, look what, we the strongest group out there. Wrong, player. The strongest group is the one that's dead. They ain't here. They ain't here. We're going to keep digging into it to find out who the traitors are. Slave, newly arrived from Africa, particularly women. You see that? You see that? Were especially likely to kill the thousands, kill themselves. Some thought that in death they could return home. They could return home. Pregnant slaves usually did not survive long enough. Why? Didn't have no medical treatment for them. See how that works? Or have health, have healthy enough pregnancy to birth a live baby. So which means they cause so much stress on a person while they're pregnant.
Really, some of them
couldn't come out. It either come out early or it died when it came out. But they, but if they did, the child often died young.
Yeah.
See that? See that? Insignificant. Why is that? The slaves were expected to grow and prepare it for themselves on top of their already crushed, what? On top of their already crushed.
Crushing 12-hour workdays. Imagine you know, it's on 12 hours, sundown.
You got a half a million people there.
And they work them every day.
And then you sit here and work them 12 hours.
7 days a week.
And then you brought some more women in from another region. They don't say where. But then you want to sit here and flag around and everybody, man, you don't stop with that garbage. Stop generalizing where everybody from. Player, where everybody from the island, only one who's there, who are the people who were there before y'all even got there, it was because the colonialism even got there. That's who are they, that territory is, but, you know, for someone to sit here and rob even them of who they were. Oh, there were other people there before we got there. Okay, then say who they are, they're there. That's their land. How you going to see them and omit them and flag yourself? That's what the agent training ought to do. And we're reading it right now and showing what happened to you. Now, mind you, for the people who are going through all this hard and doing the 12 hours, where are your fair-skinned people at?
They ain't not there.
Where the fair-skinned people at?
Yeah,
they ain't not there. You see what I'm getting at here, people? And what I had to learn from my own brothers and sisters who come from over there, oh, they have a wealthy side and they have a poor side. The dark-skinned people stay on the poor side, and the light-skinned people, they still go on the wealthy side while tourism is. What? Y'all got some Jim Crow going on here, though. Well, why y'all say that, brother? Y'all just, ooh, we come over here and the American people feel like garbage and we have formed a zone pound. Go with that, too. I'm pretty sure the people who said that people like garbage had to have some middle class attire they behind they wanted to act stupid.
Because most of their prime ministers and leaders, some boys there was mulatto, eh?
Hey.
Light skin
like a mofo.
You know, you could get down with us and prime minister and things.
Man, light skinned it, man.
Yeah, all them boys there was light skin, coffee look, white look.
And then when the royalty come there, they bend over for
them. And we know who the royalty is. What's her name? What her name is again? Yeah, the
You got the queen. You got the pope.
And you got the,
and the prime minister.
Yep.
So there you go, even with that, minister. Now, here it is, after the 12-hour workday. It was legal for a slave owner to kill a slave who hit a white person. You see that, people? Shall I revert to this again? Shall I revert to this again?
Nobody deserves to be done like
shall
that.
I revert to this again?
Look how they did this young man.
But the agents got the dark-skinned brothers over there thinking this. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all can't see how they playing this little ooh-la-la game? And then y'all are sitting here and man, look here. Stop. Stop. We breaking it down, showing you what's going down here. It was okay to sit here and bump us off for trying to strike back at somebody who being a troublemaker for us. We working 12 hours a day, man.
You putting us to work. You're putting us to work. Who is you to put anybody to work? That's the thing.
So why would a white person want to come and hit his slave? Why would a slave want to go hit a white person? Because the white person is messing with him. Want to rape the boy. Want to rape the man.
Want to
rape the woman. And it just got finished saying here, you know, that you have the fair-skinned women. You know, why are you bringing more women up?
Yeah, the mulatto.
Because them prostitute women, they want to have sex with them.
And control a lot of the wealth. And the land of the skin planters.
And this is how things start on a farm. From a troublemaker that you call a white person when they act stupid. You know, his mannerism ain't there. He don't have to be suave with it, so because he ain't got no pimp game, he can't go and get nothing from the prostitute, so now he got to come and mess with one of the brothers or sisters out there. See that?
And all of that.
And it says, according to the 1685 code, nor a creed by the French King Louis, and we just got finished looking at buddy too. That's a shame. We just got finished looking at him. And what does he call himself? The Sun King. How you take somebody out of Africa and put your name as the Sun King? How you know about the Sun King? You see? He just told him himself. But again, here it is. You got Louis the 14th. Being what he normally being, regulating practices of slavery.
Of slavery and slaves. And
slavers. Guess what slavers is?
Slaves.
No, you already got a slave. Yeah, practice of slaves.
But a slaver
is what? Somebody that's on the inside of the house.
Right.
Being, you know, whatever they want to do to that body.
Yeah. They're being caught by.
This is what you would find in porn.
Yeah, you're.
You would find that in porn.
Yeah, you're being a...
It's the kind of slave they're talking about, somebody being in the box all day. Can't leave the box. They got them tied up with one leg up in the air. That kind of thing.
And they're knocking them down anytime they get
any kind of... Torture slaves were routine.
They were whipped, burned, buried, alive.
Burned alive.
Alive, restrained, and allowed to be bitten by swarms.
Insect,
mutilated,
raped,
and had
limbs
amputated. Slaves caught eating the sugar cane would be forced to wear and muzzle in the field.
See that? Can't eat our product, but you guys over here running 12 hours.
And then shit that grown up.
See that? But again, where are these mulattoes at for the treatment? See, so now, here it is. The Catholic Church condoned slavery. Yes, they did.
Of course.
Yes, they did. But you got people around here liking and loving Jesus. I'm going to leave that alone. In the practice of the French colony, viewing the institution as a way to convert Africans to Christianity. But well, hold on, if y'all Catholics, why y'all want to be Christians? Because you're wanting something underneath the title, though, right? That's called a group of control people. And even that would tell you that even through their eyes, how they see Christians. You see, that's why I don't deal with religion. Because look what it leads to. Somebody who wrote the book under false pretense now has situations to where, you know, you learn it from them. And this is the reason why a lot of our sisters, middle class, will sit here and do the most shadiest stuff 6 days out of a week, and then they go to church, and then they say they bless. See how that works? See how that works? So we're going to get into it some more. About 48,000 slaves in Santa Monica managed to escape slave of our home. Higher bound, managed to escape. Slave owners or slave holders hire bounty hunters to catch the what they want to call maroons, okay? The maroons are slaves who, or descendants of slaves who was in the region to where they could hide out and know what's going on and see the operation and try to let the next group know, hey, man, you got things going on around you. Watch out for X, Y, Z. Maroons are descendants of Africans in America who will form a settlement away from slavery. So basically, they have their own little thing going on, outpost. They often, dang, I let it go, where was that? Okay, here we go. They often mixed with indigenous people, the Native Indians. It goes back to what I said about the Cuffy War, the Cuffy Revolution, okay? Because he was one of them. They often mixed with the indigenous people, eventually evolving into separate Creole groups, such as, I can't pronounce that.
What is that? But yeah.
Garifuna, yeah. Garifuna, and the Muscogo. Okay. Now, here it is that you got people who speak in Creole. Okay. If these people escaped the plantation and went to go into these other places, all right, where is the information that y'all supposed to have that's tied to your native language? You see, now I didn't write the fact that they spoke Creole. Someone who put this up here did. I got it. So with that being said, you have to understand that people were trying to get out of Dodge City. And that they had people hunting them down. I'm pretty sure some of the hunters were some of the fair-skinned people. And that's messed up. This is how things work if we want to get in, get money, to get hot. Now, it says, those who were not caught in re-enslaved establishment communities away from the southern areas, maroons would organize raids called Mawana on plantations and stealing supplies with their communities needed to survive, tools and weapons. Okay? All right, now see, that's telling me that you're making it happen. Okay, but it was too much of a happen. And see, they knew that it was going to happen. They didn't want to come up with a big thing to set everybody up because so many people had escaped. Okay, how are we going to get everybody back? You see? Now, once the kicker started kicking in, then that's when all hell started to break loose. And here we go with it, okay? It says one famous maroon, which was Francisco Macadal, escaped into the mountains in the middle of the 18th century and went on to plan an attack on a plantation owner. On some Nat Turner kind of thing, you dig? He was on some Nat Turner. He was on some Shaka Zulu. Mm-hmm. You see? All right? We got it. We're there with you. We riding out. We comprehended it now. Okay, so then you got Megadol, again, was caught and burnt to the at a stake in 1758. They burnt him. They burnt the brother. Okay? They burnt him. Now, how did he get caught?
Had to build my room.
How did he get caught? You have to ask yourself, how did this brother get caught? And if we were planning on strategizing to knock out stuff, who gave away for this brother to get caught? You see, y'all got to dig into that. Again, you got people in your group who want you to hoist this flag around, but they ain't sitting here breaking up the information showing how the brother got sold out. You see, and he the one got burnt to a stake. You see? He the one that got burnt to a stake. There it is right there. Somebody did a little sketch of it, you know, how they want to put the animation to it. Bottom line is they kept throwing that wood on that fire, making it higher and higher and higher. So he got cooked.
Man, you most likely burned alive.
You see, he got cooked the same way the brothers over here were getting cooked. And we showed you that last time around. We showed you the brothers getting cooked and the sisters getting cooked in Jasper County. So the same thing that happened to Francisco, it happened over here in the American Sun. You know, but you want to sit here and separate it. Nah, we ain't separating nothing, man. We're going to stay on the up and up with it. Come on with it, stop by saying. At the end of the day, they put that wood on him. They did a lot of our brothers and sisters in Burton. Now, who sold the man at? Because obviously you got a snitching on the man. And that was in 1758. But his legacy, his legend lived. Hold on, what am I?
They're going to inspire rebellion against slaves and fear among slaveholders. In addition to escaping slaves resisted by poisoning slaveholders, their families, their livestock, and other slaves. This was a common enough occurrence that in December 1746, the French king banned poison. In particular, arson was another form of slave. So defending yourself, nonetheless, whether you picked up a gun, hit a bitch over the head with a pitchfork, whatever, and poisoning was all these things were set to eradicate their oppressors and informants was obviously put to them as you can't do it, you're not allowed to defend yourself, nor leave this plantation. And if you are caught, you will be burnt alive and or beheaded and therefore.
And the same rules apply for the black people. Yes, it did. Just like the Africans that brought America from Africa and brought to the Americas, just like the Africans who got brought from Africa and brought to the island.
And mind y'all, this is the revolutionary period of 1804.
Now, mind you, the climax before that point, it said that the rapid rate of death of slaves during this period set the stage for the Haitian Revolution. So in other words, this situation, because they didn't want these people to fight back or try to protect themselves, it set the stage for what they would call the Haitian Revolution. Now, mind you, this is the first time that the word Haitian is being brought up, that we brought up today. When we're reading this, and not one time did they call this thing the Haitian Revolution or anything that was tied to the people with the name Haiti. Okay? Because as far as we're concerned, they call that region what?
What was
Santos You know, and that's the only thing we kept on saying was saints, because these are Catholic people. So we scratching our head on where you get the H from, but we're going to go there. We're going to go there. Okay? So here it is, that it's set the stage because of all this lack of defense that the brothers and sisters couldn't do for themselves, and all of a sudden someone has made a consecration. Matter of fact, this is what gets me, okay? All right, because this is how I know that you got some bull garbage going on, okay? Because on December 1749, the king of France banned all of these strike backs against the plantation owner. He okayed the free slaves. He okayed the mulattoes. But here it is. Y'all, he put the pressure on y'all. He put this foot on y'all 12-hour day. Get work, get busy. Cheap labor.
Grow my shit. Grow my shit.
You see?
And don't eat my shit. Grow it and don't eat.
You see? You see? But yet still, why they getting the pass and why y'all not talking about it? You can hoist the flag around, but you can't talk about the light-skinned brothers and sisters over there who getting that money and selling y'all niggas out all day. Come on, man. Y'all gotta start speaking on this, man. Y'all gotta start opening your mouth. It just don't make no sense how one and two is being and talked about, but you ain't putting it in order with. Now, addition to that, the imports and the more of slaves from Africa kept on coming. Okay? They kept bringing more people. Okay, so these people, these were people who had no freedom.
Wow.
See now, these were royalty people that are snatched up over there in Africa. You see? More people that are snatched up over there. Now, this is over there on the east side, I mean, sorry, the west side of Africa. Some who had been captured as soldiers and had military training. You see? They had military training. So if you're on the west side of Africa, okay, you have military training, soldierness about you, and proof of the pudding. Matter of fact, we'll check the video out a little later next week. But even over there on West Africa, there's remnants of them showing Nubia-style fighting over there. They have the children practicing bow and arrow. They have the children practicing with martial arts. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you think that Nubia just popped off there and they just stayed there in that one little region on the east side of Africa, you got another damn thing coming. You got another thing coming. Because they knew that this problem was big abroad, breaking out Egypt from them dope dealers out of Turkey. You understand? They just ain't deal with that. They also went over there to the region, and some of their information is over there in Australia. You got pyramid-like structures over there tied to the Nubian type of pyramid. But again, that's a group that was sitting here trying to clean house and see what's going on. Facts. Facts. But here it is. Where these soldiers and get their military training from? If all you got over there versus soldiers with guns, that's part of a empire. You see?
And then it reads that these people then will proceed to declare, so it says that these people then will proceed to declare their own freedom and therefore securing their independence. And this would then expose the hypocrisy of the existence of sovereignty that only applied to sovereign holders, but not to slaves.
So the slave holders, you see, these are people who see what's going on.
And they give them pursuit.
You see? It ain't the same people who they said first came. They were kind of soft. Stubborn, but soft. It ain't the second group of people who came there who said they kept their native language. They weren't like a slave from the Americas. You couldn't take their language away from them. So if you got the language, my nigga, and you got people who come on over there who got military status and can fight, what's going on with y'all, man? Brother.
Easily bought and sold.
They just came from Africa, man.
Fresh off the boat.
And they already have military skills. They already got an African tongue language. It didn't say nothing about Creole, man.
So what is that?
Same thing for the Africans who came before them. They still kept their language. It didn't say Creole, man.
They didn't give it up?
So I'm puzzled and scratching my head on how the whole group over there speaking Creole. Well, you know damn well that shit ain't true. That's the problem, man. That's the cold bus juggler. Again, agents, my man. Agents. Again, agents, my man. Look what they did to this
young man's face. And you can see all the wrong shit that happened to this man.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
They muttered him out, man.
He's burnt that. I mean, look at his hair. He got his hair like
burnt.
He got his shit like a goddamn gal. Earring.
On both sides.
Look at his face, Joe. That's the face of Adam Ben.
Man, it's a woman then.
Yeah.
Man,
he probably don't even fight no more.
Fight?
He ain't even a player.
He's a bitch to it.
Yeah, he's a sex player.
That's all, he's a sex player. They know that. They know that. And all that's going on is what's going on with the plantation owners on what they own. This middle class America, the middle class people, what they own. Heroin, cocaine, morphine. That's what they own. You gonna sit here and speak about Haitian revolution, my nigga. You need to ante up with it. And because we ain't here for no rah-rah. Oh, we going to sugarcoat it, make one group look pretty. No, man. Because the way this thing just broke it down, people kept their language. So we caught a question, what the hell you writing doing on here that ain't happening? Explain that to me, man. And I guarantee you, people over there in Haiti that don't speak that language, they still speak African. Y'all don't sit here and pop the gums on you. That's the problem. Okay, before the beginning of the French Revolution in 1789, there were 8 times as many slaves in the colonies as there were white and mixed race people combined. See that? Combined. 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 In 1789, the French were importing 3,000 slaves a year, still adding more on after bumping more off and making them work so hard. Wait, look, man, if the island's so small, what you guys in work somebody 12 hours for? Purpose of you working somebody 12 hours if the island ain't but so big, man. You got 500,000 people that are working. You don't need to be working on those 12 hours. You could have made off better, but, you know, that's just y'all being stupid on how to deal with things. Anyway, there were 500,000 slaves in the French parts of the island alone, compared to about 30,000 whites. So now, we see the stage. They still adding more people and bringing them in. Who's still speaking, again, African language, not Creole? I'm lost, family, where you coming from with this? Confusing the situation. Confusing the situation that we ain't bring up sugar and coffee is this bad that they need it. Where they get the tea from, we already know. That's why they're making the deals with the agents as far as getting them over, because they want that tea. It's high class society here. Play with it, man. Play with it. Play with it. Play with it. Okay? Here go the revolution kicking off right here, okay? All right. It was so common for male masters to sexually assault female slaves. You see? And that's a separation class. Okay? That's a separation class that has emerged consistently in a mixed race children in these conditions, in these encounters. Okay? 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 So not only are they sitting here having sex with the kids, they have not only ripping the goddamn women, okay, they mutton the boys out too. You see? And it's being allowed. Now I have again asked you, church people from the region of Haiti, or church people who with Haitian background descent, my nigga, you reading it, you don't see that one angel coming out of the sky and stop this shit.
But you know, say, I love that Christian something.
Not did they convert to the Catholic?
Nope.
I guarantee the sellout they did.
Yeah,
they did. They gave, but still I had to give up that behind. Because they give up some of their kids, they fork up some of their kids, so your kids can be going through the same treatment of being loyal. That's what it's all about. It was a standard for the father to free these children, leading them to become the new class, more privileged than slaves, but less than white. See?
So you were given a new toy every now and again, and you know, you could drive on the same road, but not too close.
And see, these were what it was called in the science world, outside relay. They're not connected to headquarters, but they can communicate with headquarters.
They still got a link.
You see what I'm saying?
They got a bond. Nonetheless, they do have a bond.
No different than using your phone to get on Facebook opposed to your PC using the Facebook. You see, so we comprehend the setup game here. Mixed race people are helping the Tekken Woods sell their races out. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. We got 90 seconds on this, but I'm taking a little bit over on the OT side, so it's all good. Now, in addition to that, here we have where it says they were called Jin or Gin de Calais. Okay, and in other words, they gender is fair-skinned but colored, okay?
Fair-skinned people.
Right. It says, free people of color, as it also was called. Some of these people, free people of color, were quite wealthy. And some owned slaves, like I said before.
A lot of people owned slaves of their own kind.
You see that? Huh? You see that? But what you saying? Oh, we fought the British. Oh, we fought the French.
Man, come on, man. These people are selling it all out, man.
Oh, that garbage. Okay, so the French Revolution in 1789 presented an opportunity for a Haitian middle class, again, middle class, to organize a revolt. So, again, if the middle class is the one that caused the problem, how all of a sudden they got the solution to the problem if they the troublemakers to begin with, man? Cold busted cough, man. Cold busted cuff. And that's people in secret society doing that. Like I said before, Asian. You understand? Like I said before, Asian. You understand? Let me pull this behind on up. Here you go. Have a good time. Fair skinned all day. Asian.
Not dark skin.
And look what he did to the country. Muttered him out.
Look to the part where the boy got the makeup on. This boy, he got the makeup on. He got a flesh. It is good.
Come on, man. To do another male like this, man, because you fair-skinned it. And you sit here, you heard what you said in the video. Cannibalism, nothing they can do about that. That's a death. You know, nobody can die by a gun or by this death. That's a death. Man, you know, see this, how you got to look on TV. He got a cop a plea for the excuse. Well, just like these people here have a cop a plea, you know, a plea for the excuse. Again, Haitian middle class people, sorry. I see again, my nigga, Zopal, my nigga, this don't refer to y'all because y'all not middle class groups of people. Okay, because they was on that fire. They was on that morphine. They was on that cocaine. They was on that heroin. Just like the ones over here was, who was burning us and going to church on Sunday. Play with it. And the same treatment y'all got, we got, brothers. So just to let you know that, man, here it is. Okay? Okay, organized revolt, which followed shortly thereafter by a general slave revolt. Okay? In 1791, the slaves staged a revolt, massacring whites and torturing plantations. Sounds like something that Turner did. You feel where I'm coming from? Because this showing me that y'all ain't caring about the Bible. I like that. I like that a whole lot. Keep it going. Keep it going. Don't just sit here and say, ooh, black power only on February month. Nah, this shows you need to keep it going. You see, so again, if slaves set the stage for a revolt, masking whites and torturing plantations because y'all had enough of the treatment, well, spill the beans on out that way and say they were Africans. Okay, because somebody just snuck the middle class in there and they endorsed the revolution. Just like they endorsed the same thing that we was going to do in the civil rights. And that's what made them start doing the walk on Martin Luther King and all that garbage, opposed to people trying to take it over the way it's supposed to. By 1801, the revolution had succeeded, pulling Toussaint. I cannot pronounce his name, Louverture into power as Governor General of Haiti. Okay? Of Haiti. So this is the era when they thrust y'all to a region and call that Haiti.
And giving.
But a whole island used to be called Central Dominion.
Give y'all the new identity, new language, and just like you're not even who you really are.
Not who you are no more. You're not. And I guarantee you they flooded y'all region with drugs. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that middle class organizing, who was organizing, that's right. I didn't know y'all had middle-class people. It just was telling me y'all escaped. Y'all was maroons out there, you know, hiding and whatever. I don't know how you went from maroons to middle-class. I don't see how you went from escapee to middle-class. You see, that information is being omitted, and now we have to sit here and look here and find out who these middle-class people are who start this troublemaking stuff, who when I'm sitting here and make y'all like you did something when in factual fact they sold you out. Think about that. Because we just got finished reading you that, oh, they bought this slave group. They bought that slave group. They bought this slave group who still had their African language. They brought this other slave group who still had African language and military arts. So if they still got a language, who is this middle class group? Guarantee you it was the one that backstabbed the brother, where he at? Right there, Francisco. I guarantee you they were the one who backstabbed that man. I guarantee you they were. You see?
And there's other groups out there who are born and given new names and titles, being brand new sets of people. Do you hear me?
Because the brother, it said right here, the brother, stick to the mountains in the middle of 1800 and was planning to attack the plantation owners. Who would spread that information out except for the people who sit here playing both sides of the fence?
Yep.
See, now the whole situation caught it all messed up now.
Traitor.
And come to find out the revolution wasn't really a revolution at all. It was them planning on backstabbing y'all and killing y'all off. And being dumbing out the African language. Because the thing is, you have made a military art move. Once you did that, that was a threat. They got to, you know, annihilate that threat. Because they need to get that money. They need to get that money for what? That sugar and that coffee. Play with.
You see this part right here, listen, these people, there were people who had known freedom. Some of them who had been captured as soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, had military training. These people then were, now you, we giving you a choice to set up your lifestyle how you want, you know, cookie bread, cookie eggs, how you want, get your nice home and all that. But these are already trained military men, which they gave power and dominance over the rest of the enslaved to enslave themselves, be contract killers for the masters, go out and go get my property, you know, set up business and do business for the masters as they give it out to the people and control the base, and the base has that medium, that buffer, you know what I'm saying? And it controls the money flow. You get out there, you hustle for me, you make business for me, you get broke off, you... And the masters, they chilling. They're hanging out while you are the medium of getting business and other things started and keeping other things rolling because you haven't given they okay. And that, mind you, they got the knowledge, too. Because they went to their schools. They've been learned what they learned. And being that they have what they have, they just combine the two. And that's how you have men like that caught, burnt, stabbed, killed. Because the only revolution was people here and there forming little groups together of a few hundreds or a few thousands and going and doing raids.
Yeah.
That's it. No cannons, no, none of that. I mean, like you say, where they got the cannons from? Who had a cannon? Who's shooting cannons?
Yes, see, that's the thing. Well, you know, we run out of time here, but the thing is, man, you know, we look at this information, and we're going to come back at this again for a part, you know, for some more parts, because I want to get back into the Haitian Revolution and some other places that drugs have gone up. And that's our main purpose of bringing this up. We show you that drugs came on the scene before the treatment. And if the people who are doing the treatment are on drugs, you got to find out who's giving them the drugs. I guarantee the same people who had you working 12 hours. And you ain't getting no nutrition. And this supposed to be labor, but it turned into cheap labor, real cheap labor. And so... So we're looking at the situation to see if it would have worked because drugs is the only thing that can sit here and take a warm your ass. You can't sit here and get healthy and want to handle some business and these people being forced to treatment by those who own drugs. And that's the whole key. We're going to get down and dirty with it again, Southern Root Radio style.
What?
Understand? Get down and dirty with this Southern Root Radio style. We're going to show you why a thing like bipolar don't exist. Somebody had to make somebody own someone as a child, as a pregnant person, for them to come out looking like they're not thinking the right way.
And label it, oh, it's ugly.
Yeah,
it's
that. Yeah. You put a drug to it and then had him on the chicken and pop it off that way. So, with that being said, we're going to bring this information to you again next week, Thursday, possibly Tuesday, and we just let you know what time it is, you know, because...
Tuesdays and Thursdays, baby, still on radio now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Believe that.
Understand this. We don't do this for popularity contests and none of this. This ain't about us. It's about our family, man.
What?
Our family. What I'm saying? And like I always tell anybody, when it comes to information in the state south, your best thing is Southern Root Radio. Because we're going to plan, we're going to probe, we're going to sit here and find some things in the four corners that they sit here and don't want people to find and see.
As long as you're that deep, they can't do what they got to do to you. If you're one, two, or three. You see what I'm saying? So do what you got to do to catch my drift.
So with that being said, this is the main man, Matt with P1, Matt with the platform. Thank you for joining us today. Keep yourself aligned and in tune with your ancestors. Uncover those things that have been brought to you and keep seeking the knowledge that we give you. Because guess what? Nothing's worse than the truth.
Yes, indeed. And remember, you got to always have your stuff in the real zone. Don't get comfortable. Stay uncomfortable. That way you won't. Thing is better than real, King. What you learn on this other day, man.
Well, once again, I learned something new. I learned that you have people that can represent something and really not comprehend who those people who represented by before and what it was once before. And being so close to you, you're not even realizing that the same set of people who were created to control you, that's a part of you, is the dominant of you. And that's what we're talking about. So you always got to keep your eyes open, y'all. Question everything. It's more than sad. That's such an understatement, but it's just mind-blowing that you can be made into a person that you were never supposed to be. Being them, being who you are.
And judge. Watch now.
Never judge. Uno.
No, 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 we are people.
Peace.
Handle that.
Yeah.